بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. Respected brothers and elders, inshallah once a week we will be discussing Islamic morals, good character, and aspects which relate to bettering ourselves as Muslims. As we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have been bestowed with the utmost honorable characteristics. So among the great aspects of Islam is good character, and that is of many types. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, إِنَّ مِنْ خِيَارِكُمْ أَحْسَنَكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. إِنَّ مِنْ خِيَارِكُمْ أَحْسَنَكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The best among you are those who have the best of character. So inshallah, from today onwards, we'll discuss the various beautiful characteristics that Islam has endowed upon us, encouraged us to embrace, and hence make us the best of human beings and the best of Muslims as well. So the first characteristic that we'll discuss today, or partially discuss today, is Ihsan. What is Ihsan? Ihsan comes from the root letters of the Arabic language, Ha, Sin, and Noon, Hasuna, which means to be good. Ihsan is to show other people goodness. Ihsan is of two types. One is the Ihsan that the Prophet ﷺ describes in Hadith Jibreel, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Mal ihsan?" What is ihsan? So he mentions, he replied by saying, "An ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, fa in lam takun tarahu fa innahu yarak." One part of ihsan, or a type of ihsan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Jibreel, is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see Him. Now, don't get confused in this regard. You're not allowed to imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks like. This is not what this hadith means. Rather, by seeing the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in you and around you, pondering upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, the verses which are recited, which talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can't give Allah a shape in your salah. One of the brothers, they came back to our teacher, Shaykh Saleh, who's a master in aqidah. And he said, "I went for da'wah, and I went to study the deen and learn the deen as well." So the sheikh, our teacher, asked him, "What did you come back with?" So the man said, "Sheikh Saleh, I have developed such concentration and devotion in my salah like never before." See, this is why you need to go to the scholars. Because if you try to understand the deen on your own, you will lose your track somewhere. So the Shaykh said, "What do you mean by that? Please explain. Expound upon what you're trying to say." So he said, "After I went for da'wah fi sabilillah, went on to invite people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through all the halaqat and through all the learning and teaching and the studying of the virtues of the actions, fada'ilul a'mal, etc., what I developed was such khushu' in my salah that when I make sujood, it is as if I'm touching the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." This is not the point of ihsan. Ihsan is understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeing Him through His beauty, the beauty that lays in the verses of the Qur'an, the creations, etc. "And ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُن تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ يَكُن يَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُن تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ." And if you don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you're not at that level where you can concentrate in the verses of the Qur'an or focus upon the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what it means to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at least understand that He's seeing you. This is one type of the ihsan. That's not the ihsan that we're discussing today. The ihsan that we're discussing relates to good character. The Prophet ﷺ, what he spoke about when he mentioned ihsan in terms of good character, What is that ihsan? That you go out of your way to do good for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the environment, for the Muslims and the non-Muslims around you. You go out of your way, you leave your needs for the needs of people around you. And this is the pinnacle of ihsan. And if you can't do ihsan, if you can't be good to others, then at least don't do opposite of ihsan. Don't do the opposite of being good to others. What is that? Of course, being bad to others. In many narrations we learn that if you can't be good to others, then at least save people from your harm. One person in Laklabish would constantly tell me, you know, Imam, you Imams, it was not me of course, but he was generally explaining the situation of elders or Imams. He said, you know what, according to his knowledge, you Imams ask for respect a lot, but you need to deserve my respect. I said, I understand, my brother. I'm not demanding respect from you. At least if you can't respect me, then protect me from your harm. Right? Protect me from your harm. This is the meaning of ihsan, brothers and sisters. There are numerous verses in the Quran which talk about ihsan. One verse, for example, which Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, encouraged the khatibs to mention in the Jumu'ah khutbah every Friday, which unfortunately, because the Jumu'ah is being translated to the English language now, is also being forgotten. One of the beautiful ways that Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'mineen, instilled in the Jumu'ah khutbah. So sometimes when we don't bring about that balance, the good that was instilled by our pious predecessors in the times before, that is too forgotten. That's why we need to bring about that balance. What is that verse? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran in Surah An-Nahl, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ Surah An-Nahl, verse 90. Allah says, indeed, Allah orders for justice to prevail. And Allah also orders, coupled with that, to be good. He didn't specify be good to whom. So this is when we have to go back to the principles of the Quran. When Allah leaves something general, then it should be applied in a general sense. Meaning, be good to everyone. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى And maintaining relations with those who are near you, your family members, which is at times a lost case nowadays. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits indecency, evil, and rebelliousness. يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises you so you may seek some lessons out of this verse. The reason why Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, ordered the khutaba, or the people rendering the Jumu'ah sermons, to incorporate this ayah into their khutbah, is people are on a rat race. People are on a loose during the week, you know, work, family. They don't know what they're doing sometimes. Sometimes anxiety, sometimes stress. So he said, if everyone congregates together in the Jumu'ah khutbah, at least if they don't take back anything from the khutbah home, constantly being reminded through this verse on the Friday of being good to each other and doing good to the family members, they'll at least instill this principle in their hearts and minds when they come for the Jumu'ah. So we should try to incorporate this verse as well in the Jumu'ah, just as Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah advised. So why is this verse mentioned with regards to ihsan? Because this is the second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about and heavily enforces in this verse. What does he say? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ In other words, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْإِحْسَانِ Allah orders emphatically. إِنَّ in the Arabic language is a word of emphasis. Allah heavily encourages that you be good to people or to be good to the environment. Imam Sa'di rahimahullah says, الْإِحْسَانُ فَضِيلَةٌ مُسْتَحَبٌ وذلك كنفع الناس بالمال والبدن والعلم وغير ذلك من أنواع النفع حتى إنه يدخل فيه الإحسان إلى الحيوان البهيم المأكول وغيره. Imam Sa'di rahimahullah says in the tafsir of this verse that over here when Allah says being good, by this we understand that being good is mustahab, is rewarded. And this encompasses benefiting people through wealth, financially benefiting people. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you strength to help out at home, this is a forgotten sunnah from among the men. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is clearly mentioned that one of the things that he would do is he would help out with the chores at home, cooking, cleaning, and then when the time of salah would come, he would go for salah. How beautiful was his life. That's why Aisha radiallahu anha attests to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being one of the most beloved people to her. You know, she says that Aisha radiallahu anha, in a hadith, she says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كَانَ ضَحَّاكًا وَبَسَّامًا. He would often laugh and he would often smile. And this would be incorporated into his chores as well. He would make it seem so simple. To the extent that at times, life was one of relaxation for the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. May Allah be pleased with them all. Our mothers, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So وَالْبَدَنْ وَالْعِلْمِ. If Allah has given you knowledge, then you part that knowledge. You don't part it from your mind to the extent that you forget it. Rather, you make others benefit from that knowledge. Learning and teaching is a great part of ihsan, doing good. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. Imam Sa'di says, as I mentioned before, ihsan encompasses more than this as well. What? Like what? He gives examples. كَالْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى الْبَهَائِمِ. Such as being good to animals. Being good to animals. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, دَخَلَتْ امْرَأَةُ النَّارِ فِي هِرَّةٍ رَبَطَتْهَا وَلَمْ تَدَعْهَا تَأْكُلْ مِنْ خَشَاشِ الْأَرْضِ. A woman entered the fire of Jahannam because she tied up a cat and she wouldn't even let that cat eat from the bugs and dirt of the ground. So imagine if a woman entered the fire of Jahannam because of a cat. What will be our case if we are bad to others? People, أَشْرَفُ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ, the best of creations. This is why we have to understand that through being good to people, Bani Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes really happy with us. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. We took a covenant from Banu Israel that you worship none but Allah and you be good to your parents and your relatives and the orphans and the poor and say to people a good word and establish your prayer and give your alms. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ, then you turned away, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ, except a few of you, and even وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ, and even those, at times they would give a cold shoulder to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse, Allah explains the concept of being good to parents and near relatives, the orphans, the poor, etc. Not only that, not only showing good actions, but even when it comes to talking, Allah says, say a good word. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us goodness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us individuals who embody this characteristic of ihsan, being good to people and being good to the environment around us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us unity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from every evil. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite all of us in the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Sayyidina Muhammad.